Welcome back to Talking Baseball. Bill Lasky, Carey Crowley, Marty Lurian. And my next guest is a featured San Francisco Giant person now, as Amy Gutierrez has moved on. And I am so happy she's going to be with the Orange and Black and in the front office doing multiple things. So let's bring in Amy G. How are you doing, Amy?
Hey, Bill. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, fantastic. Your resume just speaks for itself. An Emmy Award winner. You were a professor at Sonoma State. You were social media. I mean, just a huge social media person. And you know what? You're an author of three children books and love the books, too. And I know we've talked to several things about that in other interviews we've had. But today I really want to talk about the San Francisco Giants in selecting you to work with them, also in the social media department, also a digital content, a producer, and of course, the best thing you're always good at, and being an ambassador. So let's talk about some of those aspects and how you're going to fill in and start working with the SF Giants.
Yeah, I'm super excited for the change and the challenge. I think I've worked in these areas with the Giants for years anyways, when I was an in-game reporter at NBC, and this is just going to give me a chance to really hone in and enhance that skill set that I had established with them, over the past 13 years of my career, where I really started helping different departments brand and, get their message out there, whether that was community affairs or whether it was SFG Productions or their digital team, which has evolved in the time that I've been there. So this is a wonderful opportunity to really dig in a little more to the storytelling side. You know, as an in-game reporter, you're limited to about 20 seconds, and you just really hope that you don't talk over a home run, which happens to all of us, and is part of the gig. But this is a chance to have some of my storytelling abilities live on other platforms like the Giants YouTube channel, their website, and a lot of what I'm doing will be the same. You know, it will be player interviews and player content, but I'll get to enhance that role of hosting events for the Giants and being that ambassador role that I've come to know and love. And I wouldn't count it out that there will be appearances in the broadcast here and there, and that at some point we'll hopefully get back to a role like that, and see where we can go.
Well, the president and CEO, Larry Bear, came out when you agreed to come to the Giants and said a couple statements, and one of them I really, really like. He said the key link between the Giant fans and San Francisco themselves is through Amy Gutierrez and her exceptional work. And I'm going to second that, because what you've done in what have you accomplished so far and how many fans know you and how much they love you. I'm just glad the Giants grabbed you and now you're part of the San Francisco Giants family, because the words himself by Larry Bear and then Stacy Slaughter, the huge part of the organization, and she's such a big family member. These are two huge links to the San Francisco Giants, and I'm glad they got to speak that way about you.
Yeah, it meant a lot to me to read those words, and I obviously have been in conversations with Stacy and Larry, and, you know, this past year has been a very difficult one for so many people with their careers because of what's happened with the pandemic, and I was one of them. And, you know, you go through this time period where you question your value, and you wonder, am I going to have a job anywhere? And so when you do get picked up by an organization like the Giants and you're told those things, it feels good. It reinforces all the time and investment I put into that position. And you mentioned the fans, and they've become like family to me. And, you know, before it was confirmed that I had a job with the Giants, that was probably my saddest point, is thinking I wasn't going to have a chance to still connect with them and engage with them. And that certainly will not be the case in this role. I think I'll very much still have access to the fans and be a liaison to the fans and a place where they can go to find out information, whether that's, you know, what is baseball like at Oracle Park post pandemic or while we're still in it, you know, what will that look like? And, you know, what's Buster working on? I mean, I think my content will range and all those things as we establish exactly what the job will entail. But the fans are such a huge part of my life, and I'm thrilled that I get to still have a connection to them and a place to help them with information and with content about their favorite players.
That voice you hear is Amy G., Amy Gutierrez, who's now switched over to the San Francisco Giants, working in the front office. But let's go back in time, Amy G. This month, of course, finishing out the month of March, is Women History Month. And there isn't one person that I can remember but you, and I'm saying you, because you have gone through so many hurdles. So many different things have gone where people have shunned you. People have pushed you aside. People didn't want to talk to you in your early years. I remember that. I remember so many storylines of it. And you, myself, I'm grateful that you have kept going and kept pushing yourself, because there's so many young females that love you and to look up to you. How does that all come together in your mind?
Yeah, it wasn't an easy go.
Not at all.
That's for sure.
I remember that.
And you know, yeah, the resistance came from surprising places, which were often colleagues, mm-hmm. you know. And there was an understandable resistance from the fan base in not wanting change to their broadcast. And who is this? And we like Dwayne and Mike. Why are we adding somebody to this? You know, and it was a lot of work to figure out who I was going to be next to them, right? What in the right. world was I going to say that they hadn't already covered? And so I really had to tap into my feminine side. And I saw the game and I see the game differently than they do. And I think that's where my niche has kind of been formed in, you know, just more the human side of things of a player. You know, I think Dwayne and Mike being former players, they can break down everything and anything impeccably, but I might be able to add a, well, you know, he just had a baby, or, you know, whatever, an emotional side to it that complements what Dwayne and Mike are saying or how they see something. And they have that side too, but I just think it's different coming from a female. And so I think over time that really started to resonate with the fan base. And I think just over time, my critics just started to give up, you know, because it was kind of an understanding. Once the Giants won in 2010, I felt like my position was pretty solid at that point. And I think you learn a lot, and advice I would give to young females coming up in the business is you have to outlast people. And that's how you're going to get the respect and the understanding of what it is you're trying to do and why you're there. And people come and go. And a lot of times the blowhards and the people with the biggest voices saying negative things don't last. Yeah. And so keep that in mind and be true to yourself as to what you want to do. And I knew all along that I was good at what I did, but I needed to figure out exactly what that was in this role with Dwayne and Mike and covering the Giants. And we figured that out. And I think we did a pretty darn good job. And there's still critics out there. Don't get me wrong.
There's going to be critics for everybody. And that's
exactly.
The truth. But I tell you what, you know, talking to Paul, your husband, at different events and some of the things that you've told me, it was just, you know, you never came down. You never fell down. You got right back up. And I loved what you just said. Don't give up. Don't let these people, you know, tell me I can't do that. And that's what you did for 13 years. And now moving into a new position, you're going to do that again. And I'm grateful to know you, because you have gone through the hardship of trying to break a man's world in the baseball world. And you did it. And I can't commend you enough on that, Amy G.
I appreciate you for saying that, and I just appreciate you. You've always been wonderful to me, and honestly, like, without that experience, Bill, I'm not who I am today. And I think in some weird way it helped me connect with players because of the hardships they go through in the game. And they're not the same, but certainly the game of baseball is not going to be nice to anyone, and it humbles you very quickly, and so did this position. Yeah. You know, I I went from not being known one day to being on every radio channel the next. It's like, who is this? And, oh, my God, what is she talking about? So, you know, it's give yourself a break if you're looking to get into this industry. You've got to have time to learn your role as well, because nobody's coming out and telling you what it is. That's for sure. Like, you kind of get thrown to the wolves, and it's like, hey, figure it out. It's survival of the fittest. It's a little Darwinism goes in there. And I feel very fortunate that I have Paul. He was a huge support system through
very much
some of the most difficult times. You know, when I started, my daughter was 5 weeks old.
Oh.
I was postpartum starting the position. And so, you know, throw that into the mix, that, you know, new mom of a second child, and no excuses there, but just it was a whirlwind, and things evened out, and they worked out very, very well. Yes.
Well, I tell you what, we'll be doing some corporate BPs soon, and I'll still be throwing you that slider I have, and you'll still be knocking it out of the infield, because you still always have that solid swing of yours. And it's always
Thank
great
you.
To catch up with you. I want to congratulate you moving forward with the San Francisco Giants, and I know for a fact you and I will be doing something in an event or two, and we'll toast then.
I look forward to it. I love that we're on the same team finally.
Well, we were on the other team too, but not much. We didn't really compare notes too much. I was in the studio and you were at the park. But Amy G, thanks again for taking some time out, and appreciate it. And we'll be in touch throughout the season.
Look forward to it. Take good care.
All right, Amy Gutierrez on Talking Baseball, and we'll be right back on 104.5 680 KNBR, the sports leader.